Welcome to the Thrive Forever Fit Show, the podcast that's here to ignite your potential and guide you on a journey towards living your best life. I'm your host, Jay Nixon, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. On this show, we're passionate about one thing, and that's helping you reach your full potential, whether that's in your health and fitness, relationships, career, or personal growth. We're here to provide you with tools, strategies, and inspiration to thrive in every aspect of your life. Each episode, we'll dive deep into topics that matter most, featuring insightful interviews with experts, thought leaders, and individuals who've achieved extraordinary success. Together, we're going to explore powerful mindset shifts, nutrition and fitness strategies, effective goal setting, mindfulness techniques, and much, much more. We'll break down the barriers that hold you back and help you build resilience, focus, and unwavering determination. So if you're ready to unleash your potential and embark on a transformative journey, this podcast is for you. It's time to embrace your inner fire, tap into your limitless capabilities, and make every day an opportunity for growth and self-improvement. Get ready to be inspired, motivated, and empowered to live the life you've always dreamed of. The Thrive Forever Fit Show is here to support you every step of the way. Let's dive in. Before we dive into the show, I want to take a quick moment to talk about the sponsor of this episode. It is very dear and near and close to my heart because it is Lori's company, SpaStar. If you ever had the opportunity to watch someone create something from a thought or a vision and make this magical thing actually come to life, well, then you'll know why I'm so extremely proud of her and why I'm so excited to have her sponsoring the Thrive Forever Fit Show. If you've listened to my podcast, then you probably heard her on episode 259. If you haven't heard that, I would go listen to episode 259 as soon as you finish this episode. She talks about the story of how she created it, the adversity she overcame, the challenges that she worked through, and just the inspirational story that I know you're absolutely going to love. But what SpaStar is, it's a luxury wrap. And it was created as a spa wrap for people who were getting beauty treatments. But what we found out is it is a piece for everyday life. People are wearing it as swimsuit cover-ups, resort wear, just to get ready in the mornings or for that special event. It is the most unique piece. And I've actually worn this thing several times. That was the actual first model for this. Maybe I'll show you guys some photos of that when the time is right. But it is such a cool creation called the Get Ready Wrap by SpaStar. And because you're a listener, you get 15% off today because you support me. So just go to spastar.net, spastar.net, the word spa, the word star.net. And at the checkout, enter Thrive15, T-H-R-I-V-E 15, and you're going to get 15% off of your Get Ready Wrap. So many of my clients already have these and absolutely love them. We're selling them all over the country and all over the world, for that matter, to high-end luxury spas, and to people just like you that are using them inside of their own homes. They're traveling with them. They're using them at the pool. It's so really just unbelievably cool to see and witness. And I'm so blessed to be a part of it. And I'm so blessed to have Lori actually sponsoring my podcast, which I think is really, really cool. So go check out SpaStar. I know you're going to love it. It is the coolest thing ever. And guys, this isn't just for ladies. This is one of the coolest gifts you could get your any female in your life, for that matter. If Lori hadn't have created it, I would buy them for her as a gift to show her my love and appreciation. So dudes, if you're listening and you need to get a gift for your significant other or some special person in your life, go to spastar.net, grab a Get Ready Wrap. There's all kinds of colors. There's black, there's sage, there's a berry color, there's a gosh, I just went blank. There's a kind of a greeny, kind of avocado-y color. Really cool. You're definitely going to love these, I promise. So go to spastar.net, check it out, support Lori. And Lori, thank you for sponsoring the show. All right, let's get to the action. Today, we are going to talk about Dirty Girl. Now, before you get the wrong idea, it's not that kind of podcast. I'm talking about the book that was written by Dr. Wendy Trubo. Dr. Trubo is a functional medicine gynecologist who has struggled in her own life with mold and metal toxicity along with celiac disease and other health issues. And through that experience, she has developed techniques and strategies that she wants to share with you, that we want to share with you, that we're going to share with you today. But she is the co-author of the book, Dirty Girl, Ditch the Toxins, Look Great, and Feel Freaking Amazing. You guys are going to get so much value out of today's podcast because it's real life stuff from a real life medical professional who's experienced it themselves, and they're going to impart their wisdom and share their strategies with us today. And I could not be more excited. So get yourself a pen and paper, buckle up, and get ready to go. This is going to be a great one. Dr. Trudeau, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for coming today.
Thanks, Jay. It's great to be here.
I think we're going to have a really great conversation today just based on our little chat and all the research that I've done on you. Let's just jump right in and talk about the book. Let's talk about Dirty Girl, why you wrote it and what like kind of inspired you. And then give us a little bit of your background first. Like, I know you're a functional medicine gynecologist, but you didn't just grow. You weren't born that. How'd you get there?
Yeah, well, actually, the book came from my life experiences. So I think we start there, and then then that's the impetus for the book. So my story has like two camel humps. Okay. And the first one is the first 35 years of my life. I am born with the worst genetics, but I don't know it. You know, it was the 70s. We didn't know that stuff then. Right. We like had electricity and running water. We didn't even have microwaves in the 70s. And then I had strep throat and ear infections as a child. So I got tons of antibiotics. Fast forward to my teens, I don't know it, but I have irritable bowel and I have tremendous nutrient deficiency. I know the nutrient deficiency part. I don't know that I have irritable bowel. I just know like I can't eat certain foods and I'm always kind of just not right. Fast forward to my 20s. Now I have irritable bowel and brain fog and wasting. So I was even thinner. I was like 10 pounds thinner than I am now. And then fast forward to my 30s, I now have head to toe issues. I have hair loss, brain fog, anxiety. I'm like, I'm not an anxious person, but I got anxiety. I have heart palpitations, asthma, irritable bowel. So now I recognize like this is not normal. Bloating, gas, diarrhea, constipation, terrible stomach aches. I didn't have reflux or GERD, but I had everything else. And sometimes in the same day, right? Like just wild swings. I had bad periods. I had fertility challenges. I still had the nutrient deficiencies and I hurt. Like when I get out of bed in the morning, I'd be like kind of walking it off because my feet hurt, I hurt. And my husband was mentoring with a local functional medicine doctor. And he said, hey, before our insurance changes, why don't you go have a visit with my mentor? So I did. And he diagnosed me with celiac, which my dad has, but I didn't know at the time it was genetic. So at 35, I go gluten-free. All these issues start to clear up. I feel so much better. That's my intro to functional medicine. And 3-4 years later, I go into functional medicine myself. And I'm doing great. You know, like I'm systematically peeling off all of the issues that 20 years of undiagnosed celiac left me. And I feel good and I love what I do. And then fast forward, I hit the skids again. Second hump, I'm 48. And we go on this amazing trip to France and spend a week in France and come home. And the month after I come home, I gain 9 pounds. My hair starts falling out in clumps, like droves and clumps. And I have this rash on my eyelids, on my nose, and right under my chin. And I could not do anything because I was like, wait, I got to go scratch my face, you know, like rubbing my eyes all the time. And I couldn't figure out what was up. So, okay, as a human and as a human with access to medicine, I was like, okay, what, when you gain weight and your hair falls out, what do you think? Thyroid, right? So I check my thyroid. It looks great. And I'm like, wait, I'm 48. Must be my hormones. Check my hormones. My hormones look great. Okay, I'm a functional medicine doctor. All disease starts in the gut. So I check a stool test. They're really gross, but, you know, great information. My gut looks good. I'm psyched. But I'm still messy, right? I'm still overweight and losing hair and fatigued and have a rash. And then I'm listening to the radio one day and they do this expose on how when Notre Dame burned, it released 500 tons of lead dust into the air. And the closer you were, the more you got exposed. And the farther away, the less you got exposed. That makes sense. But guess what? I spent a week at Notre Dame right after it burned. And I looked at my husband. I was like, I got a lead exposure. We all got a lead exposure, but I'm the messy one. So I did a lead test and my lead levels were 25% higher than they had previously been. And that got my attention because now they were full on positive. And I had done a mycotoxins test right before I went to France, actually. And that came back with 5 strains of mycotoxins. Mycotoxins are the toxins that mold puts out when it's in your body. Super creepy. So I have 5 of those. And then I'm like, all right, well, I have heavy metals. I have lead. I have mercury. I have 5 strains of mycotoxins. Let's just do the rest of the testing so I know what I'm dealing with here. And it comes back with a whole long list of things like nail polish toxins, plastics, phthalates, styrene, gasoline fumes. And I looked at my husband and I went, I'm such a dirty girl. And we're writing that book because I am the poster child for healthy living. I don't eat gluten. I don't eat dairy. I don't eat sugar. I don't drink alcohol. I exercise. I do everything right, right? And I'm so unhealthy. And so if I have it, what does the rest of the world have? So we wrote the book to get the word out and give people a roadmap for how do you even recognize you have a problem and how do you start to clean it up? Because we're, you know, like my story is everyone else.
Yeah.
It really is.
I mean, that's a ton to unpack. I mean, I'm still stuck on your, I mean, you and I are probably close to the same age. I was born in 1974. So I get a lot of the references to that. But I'm trying to envision myself as a child, like, you know, going through like elementary and junior high and high school. And even with all of those issues, I mean, you had to just be a mess, right? For lack of a better term.
I was not even knowing why.
Yeah.
Right. Here's the thing. Like, we didn't talk about that stuff then, right? No. Like, and here's the challenge with chronic illness. It's not like Monday you're amazing and Friday you stink. It's like this slow decline, and every year you're a little bit worse than you were. But because it's so subtle, I didn't know, right? Yeah. So, and I was like, well, I've been anemic since I started getting periods, I was anemic and it didn't respond to iron. And we didn't know the things that we know, and the consciousness was less. So I just kind of sucked it up. Right. And I didn't complain. I didn't want to be one of those people. I didn't want to be one of those, you know, like as a woman, you go to the doctor and they're like, are you anxious? I'm like, I am now. Cause you're, gaslighting me. But, so I never complained.
Yeah. I mean, we grew up in the generation of like rub some dirt on it. Like,
go outside, you're going to be fine.
I think we had like Camphophonique, Vicks Vapor Rub, and like maybe one other thing in the medicine cabinet. And those were like you know, if that didn't fix it, it wasn't fixable. So
if you're not dying, suck it up, right? Like go back to work.
And we didn't have that. The medical community wasn't what it is today. Like there weren't all these like specialties and like, you know, immunology clinics and things of that nature. So, I mean, hats off to you for going through all of that and coming out on the other side and in a better place. And then I think that story about coming back from vacation is uber unique, because I'm sitting here thinking like that has had to have happened to thousands, if not millions of people with no answer, right? Just thinking like I'm screwed up. You luckily had access to the testing and whatnot. Yeah. And just by coincidence, we're listening to the radio or the program, and it said, and you were able to put 2 and 2 together. How many people have heard that same thing and wouldn't have, you know, intersected those two?
So and even beautiful. The bigger challenge, Jay, you know, you go to your doctor and say, hey, I got a lead exposure. They go, okay, let me do a blood test on you. Your blood test is going to be negative, because the body recognizes that these toxins are extremely toxic. They're not in your bloodstream. They're only in your bloodstream if you are getting an acute exposure, or if, say, you had you're reforming your bone acutely and that releases lead into your body. Otherwise it's negative. So you're not going to see it on traditional testing either, which is so challenging, because you go to your doctor thinking they're going to have an answer and they're like, I don't know, you're fine. You must be just anxious. Go home. Right.
Right.
I'll see you later.
And so you said before you left, you had taken a test and you came back with like 5 of the mycotoxins for like mold. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So were you just going to address that individually? And then this other thing kind of compounded on top of that, or how were, how would you address that?
So I always think of, so let's back up a step, right? So people are like, wait, what? So when you live, you're exposed to hundreds of toxins every day. You wake up, you get ready, you shower, you put your makeup on, you put your clothes on, you put lotion on, you get into your new car right there. But by the time you get into your car, the car has 300 chemicals, but the makeup products, the shampoo, they have phthalates, they have endocrine disruptors in them. Sometimes if they're from another country and you're using makeup, it can have heavy metal contamination. So there's a lot of ways we get exposed before we even kind of get ready for the day. Right. And you can also eat your toxins. So if you eat non-organic food, if you drink alcohol, if you drink sugar, if you drink food from plastic single-use water bottles, you're getting the endocrine disruptors. So a lot of ways you can eat your toxins. You can apply them to your body, or they're around you. Air quality, water quality, off-gassing from furniture, your bed you sleep in, the dry cleaning you used, the new furniture you got, the car. Like, I had gasoline fumes because I drive a gasoline powered car, and I used to pump my own gas. I stopped when I got this report. I'm like, it's not worth it. So there's a lot of ways you get exposed.
And we do those consistently too, right? I mean, those are like, those are daily things.
Yeah, every day.
It's not like you put your lotion on once. It's like, that's a habitual thing. And so I'm assuming there's an accumulation of the toxicity as well.
Right. So when you're looking at, I had done the mycotoxins test because I'm in this field, and someone was like, hey, try our test. I'm like, okay, fine. I had no idea. Ignorance is bliss, Jay. That's all I have to say. Knowledge is power. Ignorance is bliss. You're going to find yourself on that spectrum somewhere. So I did the test as a, like, well, I can, right? And didn't know when I went to France that I had all these strains of mycotoxins. And so those, essentially think of it like, don't fill the pump. You know, one in every two buildings has had water damage. And so it's funny, I know someone who lives in Arizona, and she was saying to me how every time it rains, there's one area of her house that floods. And I'm like, you live in Arizona, but you still are likely to have mycotoxins in your home because it's being water damaged. And you can't dry out drywall. You have to cut it out, replace it. So those are typically, figure out the source of exposure and remove it, and then try to remove the mycotoxins from your body using binders. There's a number of steps, but yes, I already was like, oh, I got to address that, and had started to address that when I got the metals result.
Wow. And I'm assuming the metals result is a little bit more aggressive in eradication, or no?
You know, it's interesting. I always say to people about mycotoxins, look, this is a marathon, not a sprint. You didn't get this overnight. You're not going to get rid of it overnight. So let's figure out a treatment protocol that is going to work for you. Because I am now 4 years into treatment, and I have gone from 5 to 2. I'm actually due to retest. So I've gone from 5 to 2 strains, which is great, right? I've definitely gotten rid of a whole bunch, and the levels that are left are much lower. So that's great. But metals, essentially, Jay, it all becomes like a blended soup. You can't say, oh, that symptom is from this and this symptom is from that, because I was so messy. You know, my hair was falling out again. Like, I seem to, when I go off the cliff, my hair falls out, my brain doesn't work, my skin, I get some type of rash, my gut backslides. And so I have certain, I'll call them poker tells, right? These are my tells. So when that happens, it's hard to distinguish. So I said, okay, I'm just going to deal with all of it, because I can't work this way. I have to feel better. You know, I treat people for a living. So not only do I have to be the poster child, but I wasn't functioning properly.
Right.
I didn't feel well.
I think so, when we on this side of the table think, you know, the consumer or the patient thinks about heavy metal poisoning, I think the only thing we think of is like, oh, I ate too much sushi and I'm going to get mercury toxicity or something of that nature. We don't think about like the laundry list that you just kind of walked through a while ago, like, you know, like getting in your car and all of those things. So I'm going to make a broad statement and say, some of those things are going to be quote unquote non-avoidable, right? I mean, In a certain respect, for most people, like, most people aren't going to like put a bubble on and go do that.
You're not going to do that. You got to live on the earth, right?
Right. So what do we do from that perspective to say, like, I mean, I know that's a big question, but what do we do from that to like, to minimize or mitigate some of the things that maybe we're unaware of that could be causing problems?
Right. They're definitely causing a problem, right? So as people are saying to me, oh, do I have toxins? And like, you live on the earth, you definitely have toxins. The question is it causing you problems? So if you say to me, I'm in amazing health, everything's perfect, I feel amazing. My body responds to exercise the way I expect, meaning you can build muscle and lose fat. You wake up, you jump out of bed every morning. Your energy's great. Your sex drive is perfect. You have no performance issues. You have no, if you're female, no period issues, not too heavy, not too infrequent, not too frequent, no fibroids, no fertility challenges. You're the perfect weight that you should be. Your brain works ideally. You know, that you're perfect. You have no diagnoses, no PCOS, metabolic syndrome, cardiometabolic, cardiovascular, autoimmune, cancer, degenerative disease, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. You don't have any of it.
Wendy,
no diagnoses.
I don't know any of those people.
Exactly.
Okay. I was about to say, like, you got halfway through and I'm like, those jokers.
I know. I saw your face.
Yeah. I'm like, you saw when the light bulb went off and I'm like, yeah. Wait a minute. Like those people aren't alive. They don't exist. Like those are aliens maybe, but not us.
Right. So if you're listening and you live on this earth, congratulations, you've got toxins. Okay. So you want to set it in the context of, I have toxins. Now, what can I do to minimize my exposure and maximize my health span?
Okay.
That for me is, we believe you are meant to be vital, vibrant, healthy, alive, able and interested in intimacy till you're at least 100. And every decade is meant to get better than the one before. That's the philosophy that we're looking at you with. So if you're heading in that direction, cool. But if you live on this earth and you're not systematically addressing your toxins, they're going to catch up with you at some point. So you asked, what do we do? Okay.
Yeah.
What do you do? So first off, you have to deal with what I'll call the foundations of your life. Okay. That is your sleep, because you detox when you sleep. And at least Americans are chronically underslept. It's like a pride point, right? Like, oh, I slept 5 hours. I'm like, nah, that's not good. You need more deep sleep.
Right.
You need to sleep.
I'm grinding. I'm busy. I'm doing all those things. Like that can't last forever.
No. So more sleep, less stress. You know, when you are stressed, your adrenals say to the liver, oh, wait, we're about to be eaten by a lion. So it's not a priority to start doing detox, which your liver is primarily responsible for. So instead of detoxifying, you're going to go into fight, flight, or freeze mode, where you secrete the sugar from your liver so that it can have fast energy to run. You shut down your detox, you shut down your digestion. So you need to deal with your stress. You need to eat food that's real food. So if it comes in a package and you got to read the package, I am recommending that you decrease those foods. Eat food that doesn't come in a package and that looks like itself and hasn't been mutilated too much and doesn't have a lot of sugar. Okay. Eat, sleep, poop. You have to poop every day.
I agree.
Actually, kind of every time you eat, you should poop. But I would even settle for one awesome, big, long, thick poop every day where you're like, whoa, I went. Look at that poop. Okay. Look at what you're pooping. Look to see, like, is it bunny poops or is it watery? Yeah. Is it nice pipe? It's important to have a good quality stool.
Pause on that really quick, Wendy, because I get in the world that I live in, the weight loss world, that's one of the things that I'm very comfortable talking about, poop and bowel movements and things like that.
Yeah.
People will say, well, I've never gone to the bathroom like that. Like I never go every day. Like who goes every day? Like, and it's never, you know, fulfilling, if you will. It's always like, you know, inadequate or minuscule in things. So what I just heard you say, and I'm gonna say it just in case anybody else was thinking it, is like absolutely abnormal, and that just means that you've had a problem for a long time that still needs to be addressed.
Yes, all disease starts in the gut. So if your gut's not amazing, you got to deal with it.
Right. What do you say to this? Because I think in the world that I live in, it's like, you know, this $5 trillion like weight loss, nutritional supplementation world, green juice cleanses and all that jazz. Like, and I'm on the other side of that, just so you know, like who you're playing with. Like, I think it is, I'm here to speak the truth. And I think most of the things that we do are just marketing disasters. So somebody hears this and they're like, okay, Wendy, what I'll do is I'll do a 5-day juice cleanse. Mm-hmm. I'll do a water fast. I'll get a colonic. I will, you know, I'll stand on my head and recite a mantra for, you know, 72 hours. And
then ayahuasca. Don't forget ayahuasca.
I'm going to go to the jungles of Peru. I'm going to do ayahuasca. I'm going to come back a different person. So that's all I have to do, right? I mean, that's the world that we live in today. Like, fix me fast.
I know. And I'm sorry, Jay, but what I say to people is there's resets, and all of the things that you just described are a reset. And then there's ongoing detox. But the ongoing detox is a slog, meaning It's the kind of thing that you establish a habit for and you do over and over. And after a period of time, you'll notice its effectiveness. But the resets get you on the path and the ongoing detox keeps you there. So you want to view those things like if you're struggling to get a handle on your food cravings or if you're struggling to be on the path that you know that works for you, those resets are a great opportunity to reset. But they won't, but they're not going to keep you healthy.
Right.
They might help you get back in the game.
And let's talk about the second thing somebody would do at that stage. Then they would go to their doctor, which is Dr. Google, and they would start Googling this laundry list of supplementation that I'm going to take to quote unquote detox my liver and my kidneys and like all this stuff, right? I mean, you know what I'm talking about. So how do we get people to stop doing that and then get them to take the next step, which would be to work with a professional or a clinic like yourself or one in their local area? Like, what's the next step? Do we get people to move away from that and move towards something really professional?
So look, there's a lot you can do on your own, and I have no problem. I mean, the foundations of your life, you can and should do on your own.
Right.
Eat, sleep, poop, breathe, move. We didn't talk about exercise. You need to sweat. De-stress, have good connections with people. Those are the foundations of life, and those will get you a good distance in this game of getting rid of toxins. Those you can do on your own, and you should. If you want to go to Dr. Google and take a million supplements, you can. The thing that I would recommend is make sure that you're be brand conscious around your supplements. Sure. We joke in my house that I have a boyfriend who sends me everything I want. I have an annual membership, and whenever I need something, he sends it for me. He's my honeydew, okay? And I'll just leave his name unsaid, but a lot of people have a membership to this, and whenever they need something, they get it, you know, within 24, 48 hours, that kind of thing. So we joke about my boyfriend, but I don't buy supplements for my boyfriend.
Right.
Okay. I buy supplements from, well, myself, because it's physician. Like I am a brand. I wouldn't be able to tell you what brand of clothing you're wearing, but I'm brand conscious when it comes to supplements because it's going in my body. Right. So you want to buy supplements from good manufacturing processes, GMP certified. You want to know that it's not sitting in a warehouse in 100-degree weather, melting and decomposing. So you can take a million supplements, just make sure they're good quality and get them from reputable sources. Okay. And then let's talk about the things you can do on your own. I mean, get the book, right? The book's all about having a roadmap to level
up. That's what I was going to say. In the book, it's going to lay out the step-by-step blueprint on this. Okay. Yes. So perfect. So we'll leave that at that and say like, if this is something that interests you, go, and I'm going to put all the links in the show notes, go get the book. Self-educate and then make some really positive, powerful, smart decisions on what you need to do next.
Yes. And then, okay, so fast forward, you've cleaned up your food, your movement, your sleep, your stress, your connections with people, you're on what you think is a good quality supplement. And you're like, wait, I still have signs of my autoimmune disease. I still have high blood pressure or cardiovascular disease. My periods aren't what I would expect. I still have PCOS. That's when you need testing. For first off, gut health and adrenal health, but then the toxins testing. And that's when you're going to want to work with a senior functional medicine provider who can say, okay, let's kind of do a big picture here. So, you know, go as far as you can on your own. And then that's when get an expert involved.
Let me ask you a question that just popped into my mind as somebody who used to, unfortunately, I worked in the pharmaceutical world for a while, learned a lot, but I realized it was something that really wasn't in line with who I am and what I wanted to do. I would say that this is a grandiose statement, but I'd say 75% of Americans are on some kind of pharmaceutical. Mm-hmm. What are those doing to us? And I know that's a touchy subject and you'd like to avoid
it. It's a big
topic.
You
can, but I feel like that there's no free lunches, right? And so I think every pharmaceutical that we're on from my perspective is quite possibly creating another issue that the body is going to have to deal with from a toxicity perspective. If you're willing to, what's your intake on that?
Well, let's sort of drill down into this. When you take Tylenol, Advil, Motrin, Aleve, these are depleting glutathione in your liver. Glutathione is a major detoxifying substance that helps you. It's one of the six pathways that the liver goes down for detoxification in phase two. So if you deplete glutathione in phase one, you're going to take your fat soluble toxin and you're going to convert it into a free radical. But then if you can't convert it down the glu- the glutathione pathway, it just builds up as free radicals. Free radicals are toxic. These are pro-cancer promoting. So you're then going to store it in your fat and you're going to wonder why you can't lose weight because it's being stored in your fat. So fat is the storage depot for toxins that can't be processed or halfway processed, we can't deal with, too toxic to float around. They go to the fat, the organs, the bone, the brain. So even just straight up over-the-counter pharmaceuticals, how about proton pump inhibitors or acid blockers or H2 blockers? These decrease your stomach acid. That sounds cool, right? Because nobody wants to have a stomach ache, except the challenge is that most of the time, we don't have too much stomach acid. We have too little stomach acid. And the symptoms are the same. So when you have too little stomach acid, you'll have reflux, your food will sit there. It's too little stomach acid. And now when you lower your stomach acid even more, and by the way, age, chronic illness, stress, all decrease your stomach acid. When you decrease that, you don't start the conversion process for your calcium, magnesium, iron, folate, and B12. But you need folate and B12 to do detox. And if they're not active, starts at folic acid, turns into folate. If it's not active, you can't use it. And then you don't detox. Okay. So it's like all of these domino things. So I think that acid blocking over-the-counter medications are some of the most common medications people are on. And then we wonder why is there an increase in osteoporosis? Why is there an increase in toxin-related illnesses like PCOS, metabolic syndrome, cardiometabolic, autoimmune, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, degenerative diseases. It's because that's how your body manifests disease. Get a diagnosis.
Yeah. So the inability to break down some of those things, like you talked about, you know, conversion of the folic acid, which is, you know, everything's fortified with folic acid in America. So,
but if you can't use it,
right, that's my point.
Who cares?
If it can't be methylated or you can't get it into the pathway of usability, then the buildup of that or the inability to use that becomes toxic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. So everything has an unintended consequence, right? Like alcohol and a lot of the statins go through the cytochrome P450 pathway. So if you're dealing with one, you're not dealing with the other. Yeah, there's always an unintended consequence. So yes. And if you need a medication, you should take the medication. Yes. But recognize that needing the medication is your red flag. Like, oh, something's going on. There's an opportunity to address this here.
Right. With all of that, like what would be, and obviously we're going to direct everybody to the book because you and I can't cover the laundry list today, but how do we look at the environment that we live in without being freaked out, but also awareness that, hey, there's some toxic things out here that I could easily avoid. Like what would be your top three, top five, like things that maybe we're not looking at from a layperson's perspective as, that could be harmful and it could be really easy to either shift and or avoid that.
Okay. So I just want to sort of hit something you said about, we don't want to freak people out. We really do want you to be freaked out.
I agree.
Because you're getting bombarded. You're literally standing underneath a waterfall of toxins and then wondering why you're wet.
I agree.
So do freak out about it, but don't panic.
Right. I guess I'm always kind of like the confused mind says no. So how do we give them some info without confusing them? So they just say, well, that's too much. I just won't do anything. Cause that tends to be, that's how humans
behave. Let's talk about this. So one, toxins is not like flicking the switch that you do it on Monday, you don't do it on Tuesday, or you do a little cleanse and you're done for the year. This is an ongoing evolution and you're never done. Okay. And you're, as a human, you're going to screw it up and you're going to get tired of it. And it's okay. Just keep going back to it. So it's a process. So what I say to people is you eat every day. So I highly recommend that we start to look at the food you're putting in your body because you are what you eat. And you would never, ever give a high performance car crappy oil. And yet you give this amazing body that's designed to be self-cleaning and designed to keep you functioning. You give it crappy ingredients. So let's start with food. And there's a huge possible spectrum for where you could be, right? You could be on the eat out three times a day, don't cook anything yourself, eat lots of fast food, or you could be on the whole food, plant-based, nothing fake. Like there's a huge spectrum there. So wherever you are, you start with where you are and you level up. If you're eating out three times a day, eat out two. and cook yourself something that is whole food, real, right? Doesn't have a label, doesn't have a lot of sugar, isn't highly processed. Make yourself something, learn how to be self-sufficient, or make yourself a shake, right? Like, I'm okay with a protein shake. It's a start, right? You don't have to be perfect. You have to be better. That's one. Once you feel like you've brought yourself 50 to 80% of the way around food, you can do these things simultaneously, right? Because as you're eating, you're also doing your makeup and your skincare and washing your hair and cleaning your house and buying new furniture. And maybe you're painting a room. Like, there's, you know, you're living your life. So as you live your life, as you run out of something, that's the opportunity to make an improvement. So run out of your lips. Jay, this doesn't apply to you unless you're, you know, have other. So as you run out of something, that's when you want to level up.
Okay.
Environmental Working Group is my favorite source for, is it clean? Because, especially because they certify ingredients and they certify products.
Yeah.
And so I use a couple of products kind of consistently. So to clean my house and do laundry, floors, glass, bathroom, dishwasher, stain removers, I use a company called Aspen Clean, and they're EWG certified, and they have auto ship, and they have everything. Okay. So that's easy. You don't even have to think about it. You could just take that. And then for makeup, for beauty products, I use a lot of Beauty Counter. They're EWG certified, organic. They're European standards. I also use Mineral Fusions and Purity Wood. So there's three brands that I use kind of on my body, on my face. And then everyone is a brand of lotion that I use. So those are like the,
you said everyone,
everyone. And then Attitude for shampoo. So those are the big brands, right? But you don't have to, if you just bought a 4 month supply of something, enjoy it. It's not going to move the needle. Use it up. Don't waste your money. Don't waste your energy. Just be like, okay, I know what I'm going to buy when I'm running out.
Yeah, that's smart.
That's what you want to focus on is as you're running out, unless you're independently wealthy with like six assistants, in which case sick them on this, right? Make them do this project.
Yeah, get rid of the junk. Yeah. We haven't really talked about this. Where does hydration, where does water come into the play in the removal of toxicity or toxins?
I was just about to say, so in 1989 in Massachusetts, I'm in Massachusetts, go Boston. They had a study that showed that one out of every six deaths could be tracked back to air or water quality. That's pretty horrifying.
That was
in 1989 when stuff was better. Like, we're definitely worse off now.
Oh yeah.
So to the best of your ability, filter your water, whatever your budget allows for, right? If you're like, oh, I can do a counter filter. Cool. If you can do a whole house, cool. Whatever you can do, do. Okay. And don't sweat what you can't do. Don't spend any time thinking about, well, I didn't do blah, blah, blah. Well, that's just stressing you out. Don't do that. And then filter your air quality to the best of your ability. Again, room, whole house, multiple rooms, whatever, do your best, okay? Then you asked, what's the impact of water? Well, if you're dehydrated, you don't detox, okay? And it's actually, when you're dehydrated, it stresses the cell wall and it stresses the system. So you do need to drink enough liquid. Liquid is not caffeine. Liquid is not alcohol. Liquid is not anything super sugary. It's really water, seltzer, electrolyte water, bone broth. You know, drink something I drink bone broth with collagen in it every day.
Okay. Yeah, these are all just little changes that we can make. And I love what you said about, like, you know, don't, you know, I think as humans, we like to swing for the fences sometimes, and that almost gives us an out. It's like, well, this is way too complex. There's no way I can, you know, do all of those things. I think what we're both saying is, like, just start where you are and change the little things as you go. And I think the compounding effect of that will have a huge benefit at the end of the day. That's really cool.
Think about a year, right? Think about all the stuff. I don't know. Do you run your house? I run my house. I have four kids. I have four businesses. I have a live-in nanny. I have local in-laws. My house is like a circus most days. Okay. I also have another kid. My oldest has a kid who's always over, has a friend who's always over. So I'm like, I have five kids and a husband. My house is chaos. Right. And so it's really about take what you can and run with it. But if you think about all the things that you use and run out of in the course of a year, it's massive. Think about, you know, your shopping list. If even you just replaced 25% of what you're buying with something that is a higher quality, local grown, organic, not processed, that makes a big impact. Ripples become a wave. Okay. So don't ever think you're not doing a good job, because you are. Could you do more? Certainly. Could I do more? Certainly. But it's not about that. It's about leveling up. Okay. So what your body will tell you.
Yeah.
You'll know when it's working.
Yeah. What I hear you saying is that we're all going to be, for the rest of our existence, exposed to things that we don't need to be exposed to. So I think the great starting place is to get your book, Dirty Girl, and kind of just start to get a knowledge, right? Knowledge is power. The more information you have about kind of what we're being exposed to and ways to mitigate that, I think you're going to improve drastically. And then if you are somebody who needs to take it to the next level, then you can seek out, like you said, an advanced, you know, person in your field that understands and really has some depth of knowledge and is a little bit more than, you know, one of my pet peeves with the medical community as a whole is a lot of times I get clients that'll say, "Hey Jay, I got my blood work." And I'm like, "Awesome. What did your doctor say?" They're like, "They said I was cool." And I'm like,
"Right."
I'm like, "Send it over." And they're not cool. They're not even close to cool. Like they couldn't even, they could be less cool. I mean, they could be less cool if they wanted to be. And it blows my brain and I get pissed. And then, so I've started working with local doctors and I'm like, okay, I'm going to send you this person and here's what we're dealing with. And so I think we need some advocacy in the middle as well. Like some people that are just, you know, resources. So if you're somebody who feels like you're not getting the help or the response or whatever that is that you need, don't just settle for that. Like let's keep moving the needle and find somebody to help you.
Let's talk about that, Jay, for a second.
Let's do it.
Let's do this. So you go to your regular doctor. And if your regular doctor's in the system, they have 7 to 10 minutes to deal with you.
Right.
So they don't have a lot of time, right? And if they don't give you a medicine, they can't bill as high of a level for insurance. So they're reimbursed less. So if you went to your plumber and said, "I want you to do the electrical work on my house," the plumber would be like, "That's the wrong job. Like, that's not my specialty.
Not what I do." Right.
Not what I do. So you go to your primary care doctor and you start talking about optimal health and thriving. It's like asking your plumber to do your electrical work, because your primary care doctor's job is to make sure that you get your screening, that you have your annual visit, and then if you have an acute issue, they have a medicine to give you. Because that's their training, okay? That's all they have. That's all they have bandwidth for. That's the system they're in. So you have to go to the right system. Now, if you have a surgical emergency, you want to deliver a baby, you have a mass, you need to be in the traditional system. Functional medicine is not going to do, you know, get rid of a mechanical tumor, a tumor.
Right.
You need surgery, right? Like you got to use the right tool for the right problem. So I just feel like we want to talk about, if you're going to your primary, they're not looking at optimal ranges. They're looking at, are you dying? You come in with your labs and you're like, you know, so I say to people, look, when you get your labs, some things will say normal and I'm picking a fight with it because I'm looking for what's optimal. I'm not looking for, are you getting by? Are you okay? Because you know what? Okay, if your B12 is 275, you haven't triggered that it's abnormal, but guess what? It's really freaking low.
Right.
And you're not detoxing. And you're going to have problems and you're going to be super fatigued, but you're within normal range on the limit on, you know, the major lab. So we just have to go to the right person for the right thing. You go to your primary for emergencies, you go to your primary for surgical issues, you go to functional medicine when you really want to get to the root cause and thrive. Go to the right person, right?
I love that analogy. I'm glad I brought that up because that's a frustrating thing. I think for a lot of consumers in the medical world is like, they keep telling me that I'm okay. And I know I'm not okay. Like I
you're
know,
not okay. You're not okay. We know you're not okay. You're not okay. No.
And it makes you feel crazy as a patient, because it's like, if you keep going back to the same well for, you know, and there's no water, you're going to get the same thing. So I love what you said is, you know, if you're not getting the care that you need, then seek better advice from somebody who specializes in giving you more than 7 minutes of their time. And it can really dive into the nuances of all that. I've absolutely loved having you on the show. Is there anything that you'd like to leave us with that kind of gives us a better direction? We're obviously going to get the book, but what else can we do?
I think it's really important to remember your humanity. Like, you're not going to, so many of us, myself included, are like, I'm going to nail this. I want to be perfect at it, right? I'm going to do an amazing job.
Right.
And I remember I screwed something up and I said to my coach, oh my God, I'm the poster child for healthy living. And I screwed this up. She's like, use it as a story to inspire people to recognize that they're human too, right? Yeah. So remember that you're human and you're going to screw it up. And it doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It just means you didn't do the right thing, right? I mean, like, okay, you bought 4 months supply of a not so clean laundry detergent. It's okay. Right. Use it up and move on. So it's really important to remember this is a journey, not a destination. You're never going to make it. The way you know you've made it is your health is amazing. And when your health is amazing, then you want to keep it amazing. So focus on the doingness, but don't let it make you crazy.
I love that. It's that perfectionistic thing we like to tend toward. And we're like, if we can't do everything right, then we just won't do anything. And I think you and I both agree with that is a completely that's not going to work for us. And guys, Dr. Wendy's also going to give us a free gift. So it's at drwendy.com/gift.
And I think it's forward slash.
Actually. Oh, forward slash. You're right. Forward slash gift. So it's Dr. Wendy, and Wendy is spelled W-E-N-D-I.
W-E-N-D-I-E. Yep.
And then I'm going to put all that in the show notes as well. So you don't have to, and doctor is not spelled out. It's just drwendy.com/gift. And they can pick from choose from a couple of different things, correct?
Yeah, we have a quiz. We have chapter one in the book. We have a non-toxic guide to healthy living. We have a whole bunch of stuff for people.
Awesome. That's so kind of you to do. It has been an absolute pleasure. I've enjoyed talking to you. I'm more knowledgeable now, and I'm going to go and detoxify my house.
Exactly.
Thanks for coming on the show, Dr. Wendy. You're welcome.
Thanks, Steve.
Hey, before you go, I'd just like to say thank you again for listening to the Thrive Forever Fit podcast and watching on YouTube. It means the absolute world to me. And if you would do me one favor, and that is simply subscribe and review this podcast on whatever platform it is that you enjoy it on, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, doesn't matter. I would absolutely be so grateful and so thankful if you do that for me. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you again next week with an awesome, awesome episode. Bye.